Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 78th Venice International Film Festival. Today we are here with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors, each representing one European country under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And right now I'm joined by Maja Predjevac, who is the ambassador of Croatia for the ASIS edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Maja, how did you apply for 27 Times Cinema and why? What does this opportunity mean to you?
So I applied about, I don't know, a month before like the application was to be done, because I already heard about 27 Times Cinema, and I actually once before have tried to get involved, but I didn't get in. I am actually a student of editing, and I am very much interested in cinema, and I am actually one of the people working like behind as an editor, and this opportunity was just a beautiful thing for me. First thing, of course, coming to Venice and seeing one of the most beautiful and biggest festivals in the world. Second of all, trying to promote European cinema a little bit more in my country, because only, I would say, a certain amount of people, a bubble that is actually working in the industry, is like familiar with fantastic
European
film.
Cinema.
Yes, yes. So I saw it as an opportunity to combine like pleasure with, let's say, the promotion that is needed in my country and in my town, Zagreb. And yeah, that is.
As you said, your dream job would be working on films. And
yes.
I read from your profile that editing is your thing. Why?
Well, because editing, I believe editing is, I mean, one of, maybe, I will not say the core of the film, but one of the cores of the film, because it is like film at its finest. You can change so much in the editing room. You can add so much. You can exclude so much also. But it is really the moment where you find the story, where you find the characters. And I have just, through the years, I'm now at my final year of master's, and I have learned so much, and I really believe that it is something that is like a key to finding the emotion and the character in the film.
You mentioned the cinema scene in Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
What about film festivals in your country? Have you ever attended any?
Yes. I mean, we do have pretty good festivals. They're not that big, of course, like the worldwide known, but there are film festivals as Zagreb Film Festival, Zagreb Docs, that's a documentary festival, but also film festivals in other cities, like in the Istra, the semi-island. There is the Motovun Film Festival, a beautiful festival for young people with such great movies, and Pula Film Festival, that's a more of a Croatian mm-hmm. edition with like mostly Croatian movies, and festivals are very good. But as mentioned before, they are really not that visited by a wider audience.
Mm-hmm.
I am a student, and I'm coming with other students. We see our professors.
Experts, maybe.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Film critics and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But unfortunately, there is it is still not so widespread.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that should be handled in a way that from like younger ages younger kids get to know cinema, European cinema,
and get familiar with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. Because I believe then it is something that will maybe stick with them. They will maybe remember it later, mm-hmm. and just know that they always have an opportunity to see films from all over Europe that are fantastic.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities, masterclasses, workshops are you looking forward to the most? Mm-hmm.
I was mostly looking forward to seeing the movies, of course, of our Giornate degli Autori selection. And like others that we get to see, mm-hmm. but when we came here, I really started enjoying the our group talks where we discuss them, and to see the way other people perceive it, especially because we're all from different countries, different cultures, but still there's so many similarities, and it's really really interesting. And of course the blog writing was very interesting for me because I'm an editor. I'm always like doing something more like on the computer with, mm-hmm. you know, not so much writing. Mm-hmm. And I've actually experienced much joy in writing. So it was a very, very nice experience.
Thank you very much, Maya. Thank you for sharing your experience as the ambassador of Croatia for this edition of 27 Times Cinema. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.